I stood nearby and watched as Slim reset the trap. He propped the trap door open with a piece of lumber and set the trigger mechanism. I was impressed. He did everything right. Even I couldn't have done it better. Then he went outside to his pickup and came back with... What was that? He beamed a grin at me and held up a tin can. The raccoons around here seem to like corn, so tonight's special is gonna be canned corn. This'll work, Pooch. He gave me a wink, pulled a can opener out of his jacket pocket, and cranked it until the lid fell off the can. Then he got down on his knees and eased the can of corn onto the trigger plate. Gee, that was a pretty sneaky idea. Instead of letting the thief tear up sacks of feed, we were going to draw him into the trap with bait. Hehe, old Slim and I made a pretty awesome team, don't you think? You bet. On our ranch, a thieving raccoon didn't have much of a chance. Have we discussed raccoons? Maybe so, because we've had several stories about Eddie the Rack. Remember Eddie? Slim and I had saved him from some stray dogs when he was just a little shaver, and Slim kept him as a pet until he became such a pain in the neck, everyone was glad to see him leave. You might say that I'd helped raise Eddie. In some ways, he was a nice little guy, but he was also a crook. See, one of the valuable lessons Eddie had taught me was that you should never trust Eddie. Behind that cute raccoon face and pleasant personality lurked the mind of a con artist. He could talk his way out of a jailhouse or a straitjacket. And I must admit that even I had been victimized on a few occasions. Once or twice. Once, and that was enough. Do you remember that scam? It was one of Eddie's famous deals, see? Slim had shut him up for the night inside a rabbit cage, and Eddie wanted out. Eddie always wanted out. Anyway, this is embarrassing. The little sneak convinced me that the cage was really an elevator, and that if I opened the door and crawled inside, we could, well, go for a ride to the third floor. I'm not gonna tell you the rest of it. It's still too painful, too embarrassing. I thought the wound had healed, but it hasn't. Okay, I'll tell you, if you'll swear not to laugh or tell anyone else. Promise? Here's the scoop. I, being a trusting soul, opened the door and crawled inside, while Eddie vanished like a puff of smoke. And come morning, guess who was inside the rabbit cage? Me. For days, I had to endure the mockery and ridicule of the small minds on this ranch. Slim and Loper. Oh, they thought it was hilarious, Hank spending the night in the rabbit cage. It wasn't hilarious. It was one of the most humiliating experiences of my entire career, burned into my memory with a hot iron. So now you know the story on Eddie, a happy little guy who could be counted on to get a dog into trouble. Eddie was bad news, period.